Hey, let's talk the GOAT, the greatest rugby league player of all time.
Jonathan Thurston?
Yes, Cameron Smith. Oh. Okay, so he's played 430 games and he still hasn't said what he's going to do. He's written a book. We've just speculated on it continuously.
Is he not retired yet?
Well,
No, don't want him to. Smithy, keep playing.
And that photo the other day, I thought there was only 7 footballs on the ground there at the Mudjerabar Redbacks.
How many?
9 footies. Oh. That says to me he's going to play on.
Pursuing a career.
We need to know, is it Titans? Is it Storm? Is it Broncos? Dobbo, can you help us?
Yeah, well, I hope I can, guys. Good morning. And it has been a very interesting 24 to 48 hours. I'm just going to step through everything I know as this this very moment.
Yep.
Cameron Smith hasn't officially made a decision.
Correct.
And he knows within himself whether or not he's playing or whether or not he won't be. My understanding is that he is leaning towards playing. Now, everybody's automatically said, because he's got a house down at Mudjerabar, that he would be playing for the Gold Coast Titans.
Or Mudjerabar Redbacks.
Well, potentially, yes.
So, later on. Dobbo, can we just deal with that first? They've got one spot left and they've got $500,000 left on their cap. Is that right?
It's not going to be the Titans. Yeah, it is. It's not going to be the Titans, Marto.
Well, Mal came out yesterday and said it's not going to be us.
Yeah, but
is that right?
And he backtracked, didn't he, as well, at the Fox Sports launch yesterday?
Mm.
Well, everybody would like to think that, you know, Cameron Smith would go to the Gold Coast Titans.
Why wouldn't you?
I have two sources, Dobbo, and it's not you and not my husband, Corey, two sources saying that he's definitely going to the Titans. He signed a one-year deal for $600,000 and it will be announced this week or next week.
Well, your source might be better than mine, but my mail isn't that at all.
One of the sources is my dad, and he works in a truck, and they do talk a bit over the two-way.
Can we stop talking fairy tales with Margo?
Just anyone in the street, really.
Tell us what you're hearing, Dobbo.
I'm hearing that, you know, if he's going to go anywhere, he's going to be a Brisbane Bronco. And
do we have the room for him?
We got rid of McCulloch.
Yep, definitely.
We got Turpin.
Definitely have room for him. I rang Kevin Walters about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, "Kevy, have you heard it?" And he said, "Mate, I don't have a clue." I said, I did say this to him. I said, "What difference would he make to the side?" He said, "He is a Tom Brady-like acquisition. He would change because he's a coach on the field. That's what we don't have."
God, that's so true.
Mind.
Yeah. They believe there's only one club that has spoken to Cameron Smith. The biggest thing about Cameron Smith that no one knows about is he is the most dreadful person with a mobile phone you've ever eaten.
He's not great.
Everybody I know has spoken to him. He has not returned calls. I spoke to an Origin coach yesterday that used to ring Barb to get in contact with him because he wouldn't even answer his phone when he was the captain of the Origin side.
I love him.
You would like him, Mother.
I do love him.
He does not answer his phone.
Still got a Nokia 5210 with Snake on it.
I don't know, but he probably deserves it. I said that Kevin yesterday, have you spoken to him? He said, yeah, in November. In November I spoke to him. That's the last time he spoke to him.
So somebody's speaking to him because Carl Morris, Broncos chairman, said
a manager.
He would send a limousine to the Gold Coast to pick up Smith if he wanted to play for Brisbane. So transport, he's fine to get to training.
Isaac Moses is his manager, isn't he, Dobbo? He'd be doing all the talking. Cam doesn't need to do anything. He just sits on the fact that he's had an amazing career, he's played 400 and something games, and someone will pick him up and pay for him,
Dobbo,
if he wants to keep playing.
What did you make about him at training the other day with 9 footballs?
Marto, I take 10 footballs down in a big bag and kick them, mate. I didn't even read into that. I'm sorry.
Turn it up.
Dobbo's going to play for the Broncos.
Oh, no, tight.
Exclusive.
Ipswich Jets.
I've got a son that wants, all he wants to do is line out jumping and kicking, catching footballs. So rather than having to walk up and down the field, I kick 10 and then walk. I mean, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really going to read into the 10 footballs. I understand that if it's going to be anywhere and he's making the decision in the next 24 to 48 hours officially, it will be Brisbane. They are the favourite now.
Can I throw one at you then? Let's say he's $1 million a year man. If he doesn't get down there and start playing till March, April, he'll only be paid for half the season and the Broncos have got $500,000 to spare. Is that true?
That could be very bit. I'll throw another one at
you.
He signs a 2-year deal, and at the end of the year, Craig Bellamy comes up here as the football manager.
Oh, wow. Wow. Because Cam Smith won't go into the media. He'll go into coaching, won't he?
100%. Yeah. And you don't think if this is going to happen, this hasn't been a cook-up between Craig Bellamy and Cam Smith, and that they wouldn't have talked over the last couple of months?
Of course they would have.
Mighty fine. Like,
there's a lot going on.
Broncos playing against Wynnum tonight, Dobbo. Do we need to talk about that?
It's a trial match.
Potential bombshells there, Dobbo. Oh, NRL insider. We'll see what happens.
Billy
Very interesting.
Slater clone.
And also hear you on the Rush Hour, Queenslander, Dobbo, 6 p.m. right here on Triple M. Thanks for joining the show.
Cheers, guys. Bye.